Mulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The ships at sea, man. The losers are out nationally on Twitter. You know, it's too funny. There's some owner of multiple car dealerships throughout the Southeast who put up these billboards. He's a whiny Saints fan, and he put up these billboards about how the Saints, how the NFL blew it. You know, BLEAUX blew it. All these type of billboards. He put them up all over the Southeast. I saw it from our guy Adam Schefter this morning, and I wrote in response to it, let me know when he puts them up which say we blew a 2-score lead at home, we couldn't run the ball at all, Breeze wasn't very good, we threw on first down and stopped the clock on the final series, there were bad calls in our favor, Drew got picked off in overtime, and I need to grow up. And a lot of people have picked up on this tweet. And then I get this loser, right? Who responds, of course, a Saints fan. He's still responding to me now. He's responding like four other times. Now he's calling me a Vikings fan. I don't know how this loser determined I was a Vikings fan. Yeah, but obviously couldn't be more wrong. So he writes back, and this is what he writes, Ron. He writes, the Saints won the game. Overtime is irrelevant when the game was over. If the worst missed call in history of sports didn't happen. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's the worst missed call in the history of sports. So much so that no one knew whether it was a penalty or not in live action. Nobody knew until it was actually reviewed. But it's the worst missed call in the history of sport, according to hyperbolic Dylan Ladig. And so he writes, the Saints won the game. Overtime is irrelevant because of blah blah blah. So I responded to that by saying, really? Check the schedule in 2 weeks, see if you're playing. You know, I mean, no, dude, you actually didn't win the game. And the whining is just insufferable. What do you want to do about it? You know, by the way, I heard Rich McKay, NFL Rules Committee, and Rich McKay pointed out that there were blown calls against that went in the Saints' favor. You know, he pointed out that Jared Goff was face masked down to the goal line, too. And that was another missed call. And that's right. That's it. There are missed calls in both directions. We want to single one out because it occurred at a particular time of the game and act like that was the deciding play in the game. No, it wasn't. It's just being juvenile. It's just so childish. It gets to the point of being ridiculous. And the whiny Saints fans, I'll tell you, you know, Ramona, basically, I have been a guy, despite Bounty Gate, despite, you know, some of these other deals. You know, here's another thing. The Saints got all sorts of calls in their favor against the Pittsburgh Steelers a few weeks ago.
That's the way it works. You get bad calls, you get good calls.
Right, but the Saints got all sorts of calls in their favor against the Pittsburgh Steelers a few weeks ago, or the Rams would have had the home field advantage. And the playoffs would have gone through L.A., and you weren't going to beat them out there either. So, newsflash, exactly. It comes and it goes, and you have to be an adult. You made a million mistakes that cost you the game. The other team was the better team. That's just the way it is. The Rams were just better than you. The stats say they were better than you. Anybody who watched the game, especially after the first quarter, would have felt the Rams were the better team. And, you know, and so what? You had a bad call made against you. But what do you want to do moving forward? McKay was asked about it. And he noted that, well, there will probably be hours of discussion about other elements of replay. Is this what you want? Do you want additional replay? Do you want officials' calls to be reviewable? Now, people are talking about, see, this is the lunacy of this. People are talking about reviewing pass interference penalties. Do you know why they're talking about reviewing that? Well, because that's the penalty that this argument's about. Okay, well, what happens the next time that the argument is about a different penalty? I mean, are we just going to keep adding to what is reviewable? Are we going to be able to review every single play, every single element? First of all, again, as I've always noted, if you don't, then you don't have a fair review anyway. See, it's the fatal flaw in the process. It always has been. It's that you're only reviewing parts of the game. You're not reviewing other parts of the game. I mean, so let me be clear. Let's say that there were two flagrant missed calls in that game. That the face mask was missed that went in the Saints' favor, and that the pass interference was a fail, and that favored the Rams. All right, so what's your plan now? Your plan now is you're going to review the pass interference, and you're going to leave the face mask out of it? So in other words, there would have been no natural equity. You're going to review it for one call and not another. You're not creating a better game. You're creating less balance. Do you not understand that? Really, you dimwits? I mean, McKay? You can't do that. You can't pick and choose now which... This is... The world we live in is a knee-jerk reaction world. Everything we do is by knee-jerk reaction. We just can't stand when something happens. I mean, it may never happen again, but we need to change all the rules based on one little incident. Let's change everything because the Saints may have gotten hosed over on one call. And let's create greater imbalance because now apparently we're heading towards reviewing certain calls and not other calls. You can't do that. Common sense, logic tells you how stupid that would be. You can't review pass interference penalties and not review face masks. If you're going to review them, you're going to have to review them all. You can't say, well, we got that one right, but we can't review this other one. What happens when the face mask call is the call that decides the game? What happens when that's the one that happens in the last minute? Then at that point, you're gonna acknowledge that you need to review that? I mean, this is Pandora's box. Replay, again, in my mind, I just don't think replay works. I think it's fundamentally flawed on a million different levels. I'm not saying that we will ever go back to a game sans replay because we won't. Replay is here to stay in some form. It's now, and again, even though if you made me czar for a day, I'd get rid of it. I'd just play the games and let you whine. I'd get rid of it. The games would be faster. I wouldn't have any of this. Officials wouldn't need the crutch of replay. The games would be better officiated. Officials would be on top of their games. The game would be a better product. But we aren't doing that. We aren't doing that. So in the real world, what we're going to do is we're going to consider expanding replay, but only to the area that just got unmasked, right? Only to the pass interference area, apparently, if you listen to McKay. When, again, in my mind, that would be absolutely ludicrous to suggest that, well, we're going to review this one specific play for penalty, but we're going to leave out all the others. Now, look, here's what I would do. I've thought about this, and here's my solution. Here's my solution to make a better game. To make a better game. And we can debate the numbers, all right? I'm going to give you two replays per game. Two. And I'm not going to give you any methodology by which you can gain replays, nor am I going to give you any methodology by which you can lose replays. I'm tired of that stuff too. I'm tired of, well, if you get the first two right, you get a third. Now, save it. Save it. I'm going to give you either two or at most three replays a game. Me, I'd make it two. I'd make it two because I just don't want the constant stoppages. And I'm putting it all on the teams. I don't want any booth-initiated replays of anything. I want on the teams. If you guys can't figure out that you've been hosed, tough. So I want to put the onus completely on the teams. And you get either two or three, and when you burn them, they're done. And here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. Again, if I had my way, I'd take it out completely. And it would be a better game. And people would grow up and start being adults again, and we get to talk about bad calls for all eternity and that kind of thing. But, you know, here's the thing. The world of instant replay has eliminated that because every referee at home sees it a million different ways and in slow motion from a million different angles, not always the right angle because, of course, angles are imperative because if the replay is at the wrong angle, it doesn't tell you anything. It gives you a distorted view and presents you something that actually isn't the truth, but you believe to be the truth. It's another enormous issue with replay is that you don't have every angle. And lacking every angle, you get some angles that distort the picture. Regardless, here's what I'm going to do. This would be my fix. I will give you, and I'll debate the numbers, but two to three replays per game. There's no outside reviews. That's all on you. You can use those reviews on anything your little heart desires. You can review any element. So you can review whether a quarterback was in the pocket. You can review whether it's pass interference. You can review whether it was lined up in the neutral zone. You can review whether you can review any little thing you want. Any little thing you want. Whatever your little heart desires, you can review. But you're only getting two or three of them. And once they're gone, they're gone. So spend them wisely. So if you get screwed over, you think you got screwed over in a call in the second quarter, it's up to you. You got to think about whether you want to save that for later or whether you want to use it now. But I don't want 150 stoppages. I don't want to review everything. I don't want anyone other than the teams responsible for the reviews. It's on you. It's completely on you. We're not helping you. It's on you. Your people upstairs don't see it, then no one saw it. It didn't happen. So again, to my way, I'd give you two. But because we're such a whiny society, we probably have a need to give you three. Okay, there it is. No help, three replays at most, all on you. You can review any element you want. Any element you want. And that'll fix all this. That'll fix all this. So in other words, the golf face mask would have been called. The pass interference would have been called. Assuming you had a replay left to use at your discretion. Assuming you had one left. Those plays would have been called. They would have been reversed. I should say, reversed. What do you think, Ramona? So in other words, I'm going to bring in these other areas. I'm not going to specify the last thing on earth. If these clowns come forth with a plan that says we're going to review defensive holding and pass interference, then that will be the singular dumbest decision that the NFL has made in a decade, and they've made a lot of them. You cannot do that. You can't pick and choose particular areas because that's the one the nation's talking about. Because there are still other areas, and the next time they'll be talking about one of those areas. So why don't you try and get ahead of the game for once, and if you're going to do it, then review it all. But you're not in charge of it. The teams are. And so if Peyton still had a review challenge left, then he could have thrown the flag. That could have been reviewed and overturned. If he didn't, tough. Tough. So the onus is all on the teams, and every play can be reviewed. You can spend them all you want, but just use them wisely because you're not going to get any other help. And if you get to the point at the end and you don't have any left, tough. Tough. Nashville guy, you're up first. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
When you're serious about baseball, you need to trust First Team Sports. That's where you'll find Rapsodo. Baseball bat technology that shows you exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of your hit right at your fingertips. There's an in-cage television that shows each hit so you can try them all to find the bat that's just right for you. Consider First Team Sports, your bat fitting specialists. They'll be your secret weapon when you step in the box. And it takes the guesswork out of buying. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Hey, Ramona, Mark writes, he says, I have an idea. Why does the NFL make you commissioner over everything? Because you have way more sense than these morons. I appreciate that, Mark. I really do. And I would take that job, quite honestly, for even like a quarter of what Goodell is making. You know, I had the thought when I was driving in here today that Roger Goodell makes twice as much as Tom Brady.
Does he really? Wow.
I mean, think about the absurdity of that statement. And that clown is making like $40 million a year.
Well, he's commissioner, so he is over all that stuff.
He's not over anything. He's the owner's henchman.
That's what you call him.
No, that's what he is. That's the practical job.
NFL, though.
He's the owner's henchman.
So
the owners are so stupid because they could pay you to do the same job that he's doing. I mean, you know, no one actually knows what it is he does. Now, in theory, his job is to make the owners money. That's his job. Just so we don't get twisted. It's not any of these other things. It's not discipline. It's not that his job is to make the owners money. That's why they pay him $40 million. They pay him $40 million because they think that he's responsible for making them money, even though he tried to get the number one player in the league suspended. I mean, Roger Goodell is just such a mess. But I think there's the simple fix. Mark apparently likes it. You like my simple replay fix. All right, that's it. 2-3, they're on you. Use them as you see fit. You can review any element of the game. Anything you want. Anything you want. But once they're gone, they're gone. Once they're gone, they're gone. And that solves all this stuff. It solves all future penalty issues. It solves highlighting one penalty as opposed to another. It solves continuous stoppages. It solves, who's in charge of it. It also solves all the complaints because if I give you 2 or 3, whatever that number is, and you burn them and you don't have one left to review a critical play that goes against you at the end, well, you don't have any complaint because, you know, you didn't use your reviews wisely. It's on you. It's all on you.
No, that's a really good idea.
Right. It's all on you.
And they'll think more when they review.
Right. And it puts all the onus on the teams. So it takes all the pressure off the league. Nobody can blame the league for anything anymore. It will all be on you. It will all be on you. And if you implemented that tomorrow, you'd have fixed everything. Everything. There'd be no more issues. There'd be no more issues about bad calls. No more issues about who's responsible. No blame game. There wouldn't be any of that. It's simple as can be. Simple as can be. I'll let you review any friggin' thing you want. You want to review an offsides? Review an offsides. You want to view a pass interference? Review that. You want to review a fumble? Review that. I'll let you review anything you want. Anything you want. With those limited replays that are used at your discretion. You're not getting any help from the league. No one else is reviewing anything. There aren't going to be any booth stoppages or any of that stuff. It's all on you. You do what you want with them. You can review anything. Nashville guy.
Hey, Walt, how we doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I love your idea, but it probably never happened because I actually put accountability on somebody. And in our world today, nobody wants any accountability. I've been arguing with Saints fans, too, on Twitter. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's so much crying. If we go back and nitpick every play of that game, there were so many missed calls on both sides.
Right, but here's the thing. Going back to the first thing, you know, listen, the NFL right now is under intense scrutiny, attack, you know, by all these, you know, juvenile sources. But regardless, you know, lawsuits, everything else, they can defend themselves against all of that by putting all the onus on the teams. They can eliminate them. They will never face the ire of another fan base again if they implement my simple fix. Never. Because I'm taking it all off of the league and I'm putting it on you. You're the guys who want replay. You're the guys who want to complain about everything. Okay, here you go. I'm giving you 2 to 3 replays, and probably the number would be 3. And you can use them on anything you want. And once they're done, they're done. So if you use the 3 in the first 3 quarters and a play happens in the 4th quarter with 2 minutes left, no one else is stopping it to review it. No one. You had your chance. You burn through them. Sorry.
That's exactly right. I totally agree with you, Walt. It's just, I hate to see it come down to so much whining because I just, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you don't put it in the hands of the officials. You had a 13-0 lead at home in one of the toughest places to play, and let the so-called young head coach and young quarterback McVay's the best thing that ever happened to the Rams. And, you know, you blew the lead. You got completely outplayed pretty much from mid-second quarter on, in my opinion. So, you know, quit complaining. You lost. Yeah, it was a bad missed call, but you lost. Let it go. I'm looking forward to a good Super Bowl that the Patriots will probably win. And I picked the Saints to win this game. I mean, I really did. I had the Saints and the Chargers for some reason in the Super Bowl. But, you know, I can't stand excuses. It's just ridiculous. But, Wild, I got to run. I'm kind of pressed for time. But like let's show.
Thank you, National Guy. I appreciate it. Yeah, again, you know, I'm looking for a solution that is lasting. Not a solution that's going to be tinkered with every time a new issue comes up. And that's what the NFL needs to fend off. They need a permanent solution to what they perceive as a problem now. Again, they don't need a knee-jerk reaction solution. They don't need a solution that will lead to future issues. They need a sound solution that addresses all issues. And again, takes the onus off of them, takes the pressure off of them. The league will, once again, in this simple solution that I'm offering, the league will never face scrutiny again. They will never face this type of onslaught. Well, I mean, look, there are some people who are going to whine about anything. But, I mean, at the very least, the league is insulating themselves in this if they were to employ this strategy. And again, it puts all the onus on the teams to make the calls as to whether they're going to use their replays or not. And it allows them to use them on any single element they want, any element of their choosing. And again, once they're spent, they're spent. Okay. Now,
how often do you think at the end of the game, they'll have 2 replays because they don't want to use them?
Well,
they're scared.
They may. But that, again, see, what I don't want is what I'm really afraid of is league stoppages, additional reviews, the slowing of the game to an even greater extent. And what I'm saying is this is the method to avoid all of that. It's the method to fix the alleged issues. In other words, those calls the other day that were instrumental would have been overturned under this system. They'd be overturned. And each side would have theirs, and they're not getting any help from the league. There will be no league stoppages, no league reviews, none of that. You each get 3. You want to use them on pass interference. You want to use them on holding. You want to use them on a fumble. You use it on anything your little heart desires. And once the 3 are gone, you're out. And so, again, if you get to the 4th quarter, and so you're going to have to use them wisely. You know, you're going to have to decide in the first half whether somebody jumping off sides or gaining an extra 5 yards is worth reviewing, or whether you want to hold them until later in the game. So it'll actually become part of the game strategy. And again, I think it answers every single possible issue that I can see. Andrew, how are you?
How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Happy New Year. I hadn't talked to you since last year, but I'm with you, first off. I do not like review, but with your rule, which I like, two questions on it.
Yep.
Will that not provide, like, three extra timeouts in the final minutes? And my second question is, you have an offensive, like, I remember Deshaun Watson, where they were reviewing a play, and he was obviously face masked, but that wasn't the call, so it wasn't reviewable. My question is, if you're calling it for, let's say, an offensive holding or something abstract as that, but you see something else on the review that's defensive, can they call that, or is it just for the the corresponding team?
No. You would, again, the other team could challenge that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, the other team could use
their... Yeah, so they would burn one of theirs.
Right, the other team would have to use one of theirs to challenge that. But I want the onus totally on the teams. I don't want any league stoppages. And I think that solves a lot of these dilemmas. And to your first question, is it conceivable that they could hoard them till the end and use them all? Yeah, but you don't know how many circumstances they would have at the end to use them. Maybe they'll have none. So it could just be like a team that doesn't use their timeouts, you know, and it may well get to that. But, you know, again, my max would be three. If you put me in charge of it, I'm only giving you two. But I think in this world, world we live in, you know, the whiners are going to want three. So I'm willing to acquiesce there. I'll give you that. I'll give you your three. But like I said, that's it. Each side gets three. League has nothing to do with it. League doesn't stop anything at all. League doesn't review anything. All the reviews are on you. You make the call. You say, hey, man, that completion shouldn't count because the left tackle was blatantly holding. We want to review the hold. All right? So we review the hold.
All right. One other thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, please, guys, learn to merge because you do not get to review life. Have a great day, Walt. Good talking to you again, buddy. Bye.
Thank you, Andrew. You know, Ramona, that's maybe the wisest thing anyone's ever said on this show. Learn to merge because you do not get to review life.
Right. You think he's on exit 19 when he says
that? Yeah, but seriously, think about that. Learn to merge because you do not get to review life. In other words, you know, and look, football would be a lot better off if they accepted the same strategy. By the way, I have a little public service announcement. I heard the other day, I read that, unfortunately, tragically, a pedestrian was killed in Anderson on 81, I believe. I have no idea as to the exact nature of that circumstance. I don't have any idea in regard to fault, who's at fault, percentage. It was at night. Unfortunately, someone's dead. But it's a constant reminder. And so this goes out to all you police agencies in the area. And I'm telling you, from a personal experience, Anderson is brutal. There are people in dark clothes walking in the middle of roads at night, at midnight. You can't see them until you're up on them. Bicyclists all over, no lights, middle of the road at night. You can't see them until you're right up on them, and other people are going to die. There's my simple message. And I responded to this CBS news story that way, or the Channel 7 news story that way, and a bunch of other people responded saying that they're seeing it where they are as well. And you know, I don't know what you do about it, but something needs to be done about it because more people are going to die. And a lot of these are kids. A lot of these are kids. But, you know, I'm sorry. You're in a dark area in the middle of the night and you're walking. I have come up across people, Ramona, at the crest of hills who were standing in the middle of the road at midnight. and you cannot see them at all until you're right on them. And it's that and all these bicyclists who are, you know, again, midnight, no lights, middle of the road, they're going to die. Others are going to die. And something needs to be done about that.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of roads out there, like where I live.
Yeah.
Really dark and two lanes and curvy and hilly and everything else. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Well, and you're talking about a more rural area, but I'm talking about even in Anderson proper. I mean, there are these areas that are just totally dark, and it's not unusual to come across four or five of these people on one drive through it. And so you're like constantly trying to be alert to it, but trust me, you just can't see them. Honestly, if I didn't know better, I swear a lot of these people have a death wish. Because what on earth are you doing in the middle of the road at midnight in dark clothes? Or on a bicycle with no lights in the middle of the road at midnight? And trust me, this incident that occurred the other day, and again, I don't know the specifics of that situation. I don't know whether that even pertains to what I'm saying. Just to be clear, there were no details of that other than a pedestrian had been killed. And it was, I think, like 7:30 at night, so it was dark. But I am talking about a continuous issue, and other people are going to die. And so, you know, whatever it takes. Look, I know police are stressed. You got a million things to do. But one thing somebody needs to do is get all of these people out of the road at midnight. Whatever that means, whatever that takes. Because honestly, I mean, this can happen to anybody. And when I'm speaking for myself, I don't want to kill somebody. I don't want to kill.
No, of course not.
It won't be my fault. Just to be clear,
no,
it won't
still
be my fault,
kill
right?
Just
right. But I don't want to live with killing some 15-year-old.
Right.
I don't want to live with that on my conscience. And it is a constant problem, like an every night problem for anyone who's driving at night. Sorry, that's my public service announcement for the day. Bill, you'll be up first. And before we go to break, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm. It allows him to select the exact appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer you a diverse group of financial solutions, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Do you realize if you're a married couple, there are like 400 different ways you can claim your Social Security? How are you ever going to navigate that if you're a layman? The answer is you're not. You've done the right thing your whole life. Do not blow it now. Get Greg Wales to guide you through the process. Your savings will be astronomical. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' life. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call them 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Walt Tiptila, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back. and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 year, 10,500 mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Cycle Bar is an extremely upbeat and fun way to work out. Cycle Bar is a spinning class, but so much more. Great environment for beginner to advanced riders. Cycle Bar is Greenville's only premier indoor cycling facility, featuring state-of-the-art amenities and a cycle theater with stat system, music videos, and dynamic lighting. Ask about their special themed rides, private parties, and group rides available. Reserve your space today at greenville.cyclebar.com.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the hash, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming to you in the phone lines. You know, just one more thing on this. Here's a couple tweets from her, right? As a pizza delivery coordinator and driver manager, we face people in black clothing, hoodies, pants, literally walking on the yellow lines in between lanes at night. And then Brian writes, amen, about people in the road. Highway 24 is terrible. It is. Almost hit someone walking in the road wearing all black, slammed on brakes. He just looked at me crazy. It happens every night. Every night. Seriously, something needs to be done about it because other people are going to die. I realize you can't police all the roads. I get it. But just in driving around, you got to get these people out of the roads. They're walking, they're driving bicycles, and you cannot see them until you're right on them. And I encounter it all the time. My concern is part myself, but it's that, you know, listen, if I wind up hitting one of these people one night, it will not be my fault. I can guarantee you that. I will not be drinking and driving. I will not be speeding.
No, not at all.
It will not be my fault. But still, I will have to live with killing a 15-year-old or something, which I don't want to live with.
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be your fault for it to be bad.
Right. No, it's terrible. I mean, I don't know how that would ever leave your mind. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be in that circumstance, nor do I want anyone else to be. And mostly, I don't want a 15-year-old to die. You know, and again, it's not all 15-year-olds. A lot of these people are adults, and some of them, you know, I don't know. Maybe they have a death wish, like I said. I'm not sure. Oh, sure. I just know it's a big problem. It's a big problem. It's not a little thing. Like I said, I don't know the specifics of what happened the other day in Anderson, but I know that similar circumstances are happening in the city every single night. Every single stinking night. Bill, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Walt. Listen, there's another advantage, I think, to your system.
Yeah.
Since there wouldn't be any 15 different reviews, I think these umpires and referees would have to be a little bit on their game a little.
Right,
right now, I think they've got to where they just make a call one way or another and don't worry about it because the replay will get it right.
Yeah, you're 100% right. There's no question that replay system has become a crutch for the officials. In fact, I heard some basketball officials discussing this very issue in relation to football officials, and they were talking about how they have that element. I mean, it's even suggested that, well, you can just throw a flag and conference it, and, you know, and yeah, I mean, I think you're 100% right. I mean, I think that it would benefit the officials to know that that not everything is going to be reviewed and they're going to have to be on the top of their game.
And I think it could be further improved if after the game is over, the entire game were reviewed and every official given a score on how well they
I think in theory that's supposed to be done anyway, but
I'd be willing to either suspend them or withhold part of their pay or something if they didn't make a certain percentage of correct calls or if they made a certain percentage of bad calls.
Yeah. Well, I think they have a system sort of similar to that for grading these guys now. It's just not necessarily public consumption. You know, there are people who want them to be forced to address the media after the games. I think that would be a circus sideshow, and I don't think that's advisable. But I do think that if you want to clean all this up and you want to make sure the calls are right and you want to stop the complaining and you don't want to face the scrutiny yourselves, then I just think the solution, the common sense solution, could not be any simpler or easier. You just put all the onus on the teams. There are no league reviews. I'm giving you this many. You can review anything you want.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think there have been that many. I don't think there were ever that many controversial calls before they started having all this replay that they could lean back on.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And also, you know, the whole world is watching everything in slow motion. So, you know, and that's another reason why this would be a solution to that, because once you spend your third replay, you don't, there is no avenue for you to review anything else. So anything else that happens to you afterward, nobody will complain. You won't be able to complain because you're the ones who chose how to use your reviews. After that, it's on you. You certainly won't be able to blame the league. So, you know, I think it would fix all these issues and it would allow them to challenge any element they want.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a common sense solution. And what I don't like is what I heard McKay talking about. I don't like this notion of, well, now we're going to review pass interference. That makes it worse. That does not make it better. That is a knee-jerk reaction to the one issue that just came up at the end of the last game. You know, that is not a solution because, again, next year, it'll be they missed a blatant face mask with a minute left. And then you're going to be reviewing that too. So you don't review anything anymore. That's the first thing. League, you don't review anything. You are not stopping anything. The only stoppages come from the teams. You get three each, and you can use them to review any play you want. Any penalty, any play, period. And again, I just think the problem is then solved. Assuming the Saints still had a replay available, they would have overturned that flag. To the phones. Oh, look at this, Ramona. Look how many people are in on people in the road. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
It's a problem. Everyone who has to drive at all at night is experiencing. Joe, Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Mom?
Joe, good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about the replay, but just for the whole thing, but just one real quick point. I don't really think the Saints want to talk about uncalled penalties. There was quite a few uncalled penalties that they did that right. Nobody's talking about either.
Right.
Like the personal foul.
Right, which is how silly it is. I mean, again, we're highlighting one call because of when it occurred. That doesn't mean that call was any more or less important in the outcome of a game than a bad call that occurred in the first quarter. That is completely counterintuitive. Only the dullards and dolts in the world would believe that.
And, you know, the nonsense about the lawsuit is just a joke. I mean, that's just a joke. That should be thrown out immediately. You know, last Friday we were talking about South Carolina, and I think LSU is a tournament team. I think they are. I think they have a lot of talent. I think tonight's a really important game. I think this is an NIT team. I don't think this is a tournament team at all. Do you think we have a shot tonight?
Yeah, look, you know, in a way, you're a little similar to Clemson in that Silva has to stay on the court. Eli Thomas has to stay on the court. These are two guys who really influence every element of your team's games. And if they stay on the court, then you have a really good chance of beating anybody you play. And if they don't stay on the court, you have a really good chance of losing to anybody you play.
Well, he needs to average more than 2 points a game, too. So, you know, I know the foul trouble's part of it, but he's a senior. Come on. I mean, I can't believe this guy was considering for the NBA last year.
Yeah, but look, he's a huge factor in everything you do, and you have to have him on the court. And you're not the same team when he isn't on the court. I mean, he's a force still when he's on the court on both ends, and you just have to have him out there. And a lot of your offense involves him. And, you know, so if he's playing, you know, 10 minutes or whatever he played the other day, you know, you're not going to win. I mean, if he's playing 10 minutes, if Eli Thomas for Clemson is playing 10 minutes, you know, for example, if Eli Thomas gets in foul trouble against Florida State tonight, Clemson can forget it. Not happening.
Well, last quick point back to the replay. I'm pretty sure there was an incident with the Kansas City Chiefs where, like, there was a flag thrown and it stopped them and gave them an unnatural extra, you know, extra time to consider a play call. If I'm not mistaken, the last drive in regular time. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was some penalty that was picked up, and then they had over like a minute and a half to talk about it when the clock should have been running.
Right.
I mean, I thought that was BS too, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. And then there's this story running out of Kansas City where, I tweeted this last night. I don't know if I'm going to find his name right now, but a Kansas City Chiefs or a Kansas area news agency has video and still photos of someone intentionally shooting a laser beam into Brady's face at key moments of the game. And they had some old expert on about with knowledge in it. And he said it would have led Brady to see spots. And one of the circumstances that occurred was right as the snap was the play that he threw to Edelman that wound up being intercepted. I mean, and it's become a big deal because apparently 2 years ago it happened in Kansas City again. And so they're trying, so they're trying to figure out all of this now. I said, I guess the laser battery must have expired at the end of the game when Brady led him on the two touchdown drive.
I can't believe that. You know, that can damage somebody's eyes.
It'll pull your eye out. Christmas story.
Well,
BB gun.
No, not like the BB gun incident.
Let me get Yellow Jacket in here. Yellow Jacket, what's going on? Yellow Jacket. Put him on hold. Michael, how are you?
Hi there, Walt. Just a couple things. One, my coworker today, we were in North Carolina, and he about caused me to have a wreck when he read an article that Feinbaum said Clemson is actually a better program than Bama right now.
Yeah, I think he was asked.
I about wrecked.
Right. I think he was asked a question on air by a Clemson fan, I believe, and I think that's how you responded. Trust me, though, you know, a week from now, you won't be saying that. When we get to the start we get to the start of the next football season, you know, it'll just be, you know, 12 SEC teams are at the top.
And I'm going to put my 2 cents in about the people on the road. I drive Highway 225 in Greenwood every morning at 5:30. That's Calhoun Road in Greenwood.
In the dark.
And every morning there are idiots running in the road toward traffic with no reflectors on whatsoever. And two or three times I've literally had to swerve to keep from hitting one.
Right.
And when I stopped and said something, they said, oh, the asphalt doesn't hurt our knees as bad as the concrete sidewalk does.
Okay. Well, how will the multi-ton vehicle hurt your knees when it runs you over?
Exactly. And they just think there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, you guys are truly dope.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you, Michael. You're 100% right. No, 100% right.
Thank you, man.
I mean, it's something that we laugh at until something terrible happens. You know, and again, it may be a young person, it may be an old person. I mean, you know, it's just. Something needs to be done about it because I'm telling you, it is a big-time problem. Let me tell you about Crude LED. Why Crude LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation. Lower electric bills, less maintenance for a better-lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, happy customers. Why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost for installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products. Easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crude today. 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The new year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring.
Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Carrying on a tradition that has been a part of Carolina Kitchen since 1941. Delight your family with a Southern classic, Clemson Blue Cheese. It's made with unhomogenized milk.